David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying,
耶和华, 我们的父, 以色列的神, 是应当称颂的, 直到永远,
Praise be to your Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting.
耶和华呀, 尊大, 能力, 荣耀, 强盛,
Your the Lord is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor.
凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的， 并且你为至高, 为万有之首。
For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Your the Lord is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all.
请用你所熟悉的语言唱，主是我万有。
Please sing the song, Be Thou My Vision, with the language you are familiar with.
Thank you. 主啊, 何等喜乐, 我们能够成为你的儿女,
Dear Lord, what a joy we can be your children, your daughters and sons.
有你对我们慈爱的天父,
you are our Heavenly Father.
你也把你独生的爱子, 耶稣基督赐给我们,
you also give us your only Son, Jesus.
能够做我们与父神之间的中保,
so that he'll be the counselor between you and between you and us.
也为我们祷告祈求开了一条又新又活的路。
And also he opened up the road which is lively and new for us in our prayer to you.
总是在我们人生的道路当中可以有耶稣做我们最亲爱的朋友。
In the path of our life, we can have Jesus as our dear friend.
所以我们真是祷告恳求愿你在我们当中在我们心中更多得着我们。
Dear Lord, we pray that Jesus will get us in our hearts.
就是愿主来成为我们整个人生方向的主宰。
And also you will be the master and control all our lives.
愿你在我们的心中居首位。
In our hearts, you are the priority.
让我们用主的眼光来看这个世界。
We see the world in the sight of God.
好让我们在世上奔跑不是没有定向的。
And we can run with the goal and object.
主啊，让我们跟随着你。 我们行走就立上加力。
When we follow you, we are firm in our footsteps.
我们也一天比一天更加经历从上头来的喜乐。
And we experience the joy from the above day by day.
所以我们谢谢你赐给我们在主里面的安息。
Dear Lord, we thank you for the peace in the Lord.
所以在暑假期间对我们绝大多数人来说是比较轻松的一段时间。
It is more or less a relaxing time during the summer for us.
我们求主祝福学生都有一个很好的暑假。
We pray the Lord that bless all the students have a good summer.
也让许多的家庭能够在这时候外出度假。
All our many friends can have time for vacation and outings.
我们想到在这个礼拜也会有几个家庭去参加纽约灵命敬生会。
And this Sunday, several families will go to New York, go to the exchange conference.
还有几个家庭会去参加真爱一生的家庭夏令会。
And also some other families will go to Pennsylvania for the summer conference about the make a good family life.
我们都恳求主厚厚的赐福这些营会。
We pray that the Lord will bless all these families and the conferences.
让每一个去参加的家庭 都与主的关系更加的拉近。
So let each and every family attending the conferences will have a closer relationship with the Lord.
家人彼此之间也更加的亲密。
And members in the family will be close to each other too.
我们留在城里面的人，主你也来祝福我们。
Please bless those who stay behind in the town.
让我们在平静的生活当中依然经历主的丰盛。
So we'll still experience the richness of the Lord when we have the peaceful days.
保守祝福我们有更好的灵修生活。
Bless us with good conference and communications with God.
更多享受来读主的话语。
So we can share our experiences when we read the word of the Lord.
今天早上我们再次为一位英文堂的学生来祷告。
And also we'll pray for a student in the English fellowship.
直到他的母亲得了末期的癌症。
We know that his mother is suffering from the late stage cancer.
前几天再次被送进医院。 A few days ago, she went back to the hospital.
她们心中都不知道这次还会不会出院。
But they didn't know whether their mother would be able to come out of the hospital again.
看到她身上有许多的疼痛。
So she suffered from great pains.
所以我们恳求你给她恩典。
Dear Lord, we pray that you bless her.
所以你减少她的疼痛。
Reduce her pain.
主，当她软弱向你呼求的时候，也求你加添她的信心。
When her calls out to you in her weakness, please strengthen her.
我们更是也祈求你与这位小弟兄还有他其他的家人同在。
We also pray that you share your presence with this brother and his family.
让他们知道在这个暴风雨当中，主耶稣仍然与他们同在。
Let them know that during the strong storm, Jesus is with them.
所以我们也知道我们弟兄姐妹当中许多人也面对各式各样不同的困难。
Dear Lord, we know many brothers and sisters among us face different challenges.
我们都求主你怜悯施恩。
We pray that you bless and show your grace to us.
特别是在我们特别感到有需要的时候，能够经历到主你与我们同在。
Especially when we are in need, we can experience your presence with us.
我们并不是感谢赞美你赐给高志峰、李卫红第三个健康可爱的男孩。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you give Gao Zifeng Li Wei Hong the third child, a boy.
今天魏宏跟小 baby 可能会出院回家。
Wei Hong will be able to come out of the hospital with a little baby.
就知道回家之后生活当中也是有各样的挑战。
Of course, we know there are different challenges when they come back.
都求主与他们同在。
Please be with them.
我们也同样求主继续保守看顾其他怀孕即将生产的姐妹们。
We continue, dear Lord, we pray that you continue to take care of those pregnant women that need to give birth to.
让我们因为知道与我们同在，我们生活当中就时时充满了喜乐。
So we are full of joy because we know you are with us.
做我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
现在是提音的时间。
It is time for the responsive reading.
今天提音的经文是在约翰福音十五章一到十七节。
The scripture for the responsive reading is in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 17.
教会圣经新约部分193到194页。
So that's on the page 193 to 194 in the church's Bible.
由徐凯弟兄带领。
Brother Shukai will lead the reading. Page 193 to 194 in the Church's Bible.
Okay. 我读单数节，请大家读双数节。
I'm going to read the odd numbers and all of the congregation read the even numbers.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，
要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。把你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
你们多结果子，我父就因此的荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
这些事我已经对你们说了，这要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
这就是我的命令。
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
不是你们拣选我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去借果子，叫你们的果子参甜，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。谢谢大家。
Thank you。
现在是奉献的时间。
That's the time for the offering。
奉献是基督徒的义务和本分。
Offering is the right and responsibility for Christians。
如果你没有准备好，请你或者不明白奉献的意义，请你把奉献袋传给下一位。
If you are not ready yet or do not understand the significant meaning of offering, please pass the offering bag to the next one.
在收奉献的同时，我们唱数算主恩。
We're going to sing a song, Count Your Blessings While Making the Offer. Brother will lead the prayer for the offering. Dear Lord, we thank you. We need to count your blessings. Dear Lord, how great your blessings are during the days when we believe in you. Thank you.By kindness from you, we make offers to you. Please give the church wisdom in use of this offering and build your kingdom. And by the offering, we can practice our faith in you. Dear Lord, we thank you. Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.现在是读经的时间。
It's time for the scripture reading.
今天选读的经文是约翰福音第十五章一到五节。
So the scripture we're going to read is John 15 verses 1 to 5.
在教会圣经新约部分第193页。
It is in the Church's Bible, New Testament, page 193.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去， 凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，我也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。今天的信息题目是我结果子吗？我们把时间交给满川弟兄。
So now Brother Man Chong, and for the sermon, the title of the sermon is Am I Bearing Fruits?
Peace be with
you, brothers and sisters.
看见上面有果子哈。
Have you seen the fruits on the slide?
所以我想今天就想问大家一个问题，我们有我有没有结果？
I'm going to ask you to ask yourself a question. Am I bearing fruits?
这个夏天我们教会的信息就是说要活出结果子的人生。
This summer, the major theme for the summer sermons in our church is we're going to live a fruitful life.
这个提起这个果子，我就想起这个以前在我们教会的夏国海弟兄。
Mentioning about the fruits, I immediately think of our brother.夏国海，
因为他是这个学园艺的。
He studied fruit science or plant science.
在他离开伊萨嘎的这个前一年
，One year before he left Ithaca，
他做完这个实验以后，他送给我几棵苹果树。
After working in the lab, he gave me a couple of apple trees.
送了两棵葡萄树。
And two vines.
在他走的时候，他对这些树呢都做了修剪。
Before he left Issachar, he pruned all the trees.
So, 这几年呢，这个苹果树也渐渐地长大了。
In a few years, the apple trees grow big.
葡萄树呢也长大了。
Vines too.
在这个苹果树呢，因为这个有露吃呢，所以结上就是结起果子呢也没有留下来。
And I didn't get much fruit from the apple trees of the deer and some other animals either.
但是这个葡萄树呢，去年还结了不少的葡萄。
However, I got a harvest of grapes.
大概有十多磅嘛。
About a dozen pounds.
所以我也常常在想，我说如果夏国海弟兄在，该多好啊。
I often think, I wish 国海would be here.
我看见葡萄树有时候长得有很多这个树枝，我也不知道该怎么去剪。
And I see a lot of branches, I didn't know how to prune them.
虽然我以前有一些朋友在这个大学好像也听他们讲过一些修剪的一方面的一些这个知识。
So in my university days, I heard some of the friends talk about how to prune the tree.
所以在圣经里边呢，常常用这个结果子来这个比喻来形容这个生命的彰显。
In the scripture, we often can read about using the fruit, bearing fruit, to describe our living a good life.
因为我们是这个属神的人，我们就应该有神的生命。
We are God's people. That's why we need to live a God's life.
这个生命要长到一定的程度呢，它就必然要会结出果子了。
So this life naturally by a certain extent of growth, it will bear fruits.
在马太福音这个七章十七节说，凡树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 17, it says, Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
所以我们能够就凭着一个人所结出的果子呢，就能够认出他的生命了。
By his fruit, we can recognize his life.
所以什么是生命的果子呢
？What is the fruit of life？
这就是加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节所说的。
That is written in Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23.
他说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩赐、良善。信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以我现在就想，我们在座的弟兄姐妹，你自己来想一想，你有没有结果子
？Brothers and sisters, please think carefully whether you have borne any fruit.
也许你以前结果子，那你现在有没有结果子？
Perhaps you bore fruit before. What about now?
有结果子的请举手，我看看。
Please raise your hand if you feel that you have borne fruit.
那没有结果子请举手。
And if you haven't, you feel you haven't, please raise your hand too.
所以我们就是既结果子又不结果子的人。
So in other words, we feel ourselves, and sometimes we bear fruit, other times we don't.
其实这也是我们常常这个我们的状况，也就是有时候结果子，有时候不结果子。
It is very true for us.
那我们怎么样才能够结果子呢？
How can we bear fruit?
现在我们就统一下三个方面来看。
We're going to look at this issue from three perspectives.
第一个我就想讲的就是说，是否能够连在这个真葡萄树上。
The first is whether we can remain in the true vine.
十五章一节这么说，说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Chapter 15 verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
这十五章第五节说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Verse 5 says, I am the vine, and you are the branches.
所以提及这个真葡萄树，我觉得我们首先就要识别这个什么是假葡萄树。
If we are going to look at the true vine, we need to distinguish the fake vine from the true vine.
那这个你说有没有假葡萄树啊？
Are there any artificial vine?
我觉得也有。
I feel so.
就从这个现在这个科技很发达，
With the science and technology,
造出来这个假花假树就到了这个逼真的这个以假乱真的这个地步。
A lot of artificial trees and flowers look real.
有些盆景你从远处看就好像真的一样。
When we look farFrom afar, so they really look no different from the real ones.
你从上面这个水珠，你就看见好像就好像跟下雨就是留在上面的一样。
So the water drop from the leaves, it looks like it's a raindrop.
如果你不仔细分辨的话，你会信以为真。
If you do not look at closely, you will believe it's true one.
但假的就是假的。
But the fake is fake.
如果你走近一些，你就仔细一看。
If you walk closer and take a second look.
你会发现上面那个水珠是用这个胶水做的。
You immediately discover that the water drop is made of glue.
再摸一摸这个叶子，叶子没有弹性。
When you touch it with your fingers, it doesn't have kind of resilience.
再摸一下那个枝子呢，都是用这个铁丝做的。
If you look at touch the branches, it's made of wire.
那么主耶稣在这里边所指的这些这个。他说的真葡萄树，那么他就说有假葡萄树，那么假葡萄树所指的是谁呢？
So what does Jesus refer to when he talks about the fake vine? When he mentioned about true vine and fake vine?
在当时指的是这个文士和这个法利赛人。
He refers to the scribes and Pharisees.
还有这个假师傅假先知。
And also the false teachers and false prophets.
那就是这些就是假葡萄树。
So these are the fake vines.
我们先看第一种这个假葡萄树。
Let's look at the first kind.
这个文士和法利赛人。
Scribes and Pharisees.
这个文士和法利赛人是这个有学问、有地位、精通这摩西律法的这个律法师和这个学者。
So these Pharisees and scribes, they have the high education, well educated, and they well versed in the Moses law.
这个耶稣他在传道的时候，常多次提到这个法利赛人和这个文士。
So when Jesus was preaching, he mentioned several times about the Pharisees and scribes.
所以我们现在就引用这个三节经文来看这个文士和法利赛人。
We're going to look at the three verses.
第一节经文是在马太福音23章23节。
The first one is in Matthew chapter 23, verse 25.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites!
因为你们洗净杯盘的外面
，you clean the outside of the cup and dish，
里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。
But inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence。
你们这瞎眼的法利赛人，洗净杯盘的里面，好在外面也干净了。
Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean.
还有二十三章二十七节说，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
Verse 27 says, Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees,
因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead man's bones and everything unclean.
你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义来，里面却充满了假善和不法的事。
In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness.
还有一节就是马太福音二十三章十三节说，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
Now verse 13 it says, Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites.
因为你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也不容他们进去。
You shut the kingdom of heaven in man's faces. You yourself do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to.
所以你听到这个耶稣描述文士和法利赛人的话，我们现在可以明白这个文士和法利赛人他们是一些假冒伪善的人。
Now we start to know these Pharisees or teachers of the law and Pharisees, and they are the hypocrites.
他们充满了这个虚伪，他们只顾着外表，不顾内心。
They care much about their appearance or outside, but worry about their inside.
他们这个在人前能够显露出敬虔的样子来。
In appearance, they seem pious.
在这里面呢，确实有诸般的罪恶。
But within, they're full of evil.
那么他们自以为是义人，他们不接受耶稣做救主。
They claim to be righteous, but do not accept Jesus as their Savior.
他也阻止别人信主。
And they stop others to believe in God.
所以他们这样做呢，就是必然会死在罪中，是害别人又害自己的。
So in the end, they not only harm themselves, they harm others too.
那么我在想问，就是我们今天的文士和法利赛人是谁呢？
I'm going to ask you, who are those teachers of the law and Pharisees today?
我当时在准备这个问题之后，我就在想，这个时候好像是刚开始还真是想不出来。
And I think I thought very hard in the very beginning. I couldn't name any.
最后这个好像就是有个善长就提醒我说，这个人远在天边，近在眼前。
Finally, a voice reminded me that this hypocrite is far away, but nearby too.
我忽然想明白，这个法利赛人和文士就是我自己。
And I immediately, and it dawned on me that this Pharisee is myself.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们再想一想，这个文士和法利赛人，你比较，是不是自己也有这方面的问题？
Brothers and sisters, let us look at ourselves to see whether we have the same problem here too.
文士和法利赛人觉得自己很有学问，他非常骄傲。
Scribes and Pharisees, they think they are well educated and feel proud of themselves.
我们有没有觉得自己有学问？我们是不是觉得我们都是博士，都是这个硕士，是不是很骄傲
？So we are masters or PhD, educated, highly educated. Are we feeling proud of ourselves too?
我在我们村子里边是第一个就是改革以后第一个出国的。
So in our village, I was the first one to study abroad after opening the door policy in China.
也是我们县好像第一个出国的。
And I'm also the first to go abroad in the county.
所以有时候在给国内就是打电话的时候，听到有些同学好像就说说就免不了有些这个就是称赞。
So I couldn't help feeling proud when my friends and college mates praised me when on the phone.
虽然好像嘴里边不说什么，但心里边总是感到美滋滋的。
So though I didn't express it, but I feel very good inside.
这个文士和法利赛人表现的是假冒伪善。
So these Pharisees and scribes are hypocrites.
他们就是表里不一。
So they are not the same inside and out.
那么我们有没有就是有时候这个言行不一？
Do we have the difference between what we say and what we do?
我们有时候说得好，但是我们有没有做出来？
Sometimes we talk really great and we dare actually do a little.
这个主耶稣在马太福音二十三章二十四节就说，法利赛人说，他们把这个难带的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩上，自己一个指头也不动。
So in Matthew chapter 23 verse 4,Jesus said, they tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
所以我们有没有就是有时候也拿着手电筒到处照别人，不照自己啊？
Think about it. Have you ever held a flashlight to look at others, never look at yourself?
要求别人怎么做，但自己却做不到。
We commend others to do this and that, but we never do this ourselves.
就不要说别的，有时候我们要求我们的孩子去做，但是我们自己都做不到。
Or sometimes we ask the children to do this and that, but we are not able to do it.
我觉得我好像以前这个我要求这个我们的孩子，其实这个念要他们到要去的，就是守法，要做一个这个好的公民。
And I quite often ask my children to abide by the law and to be a good citizen.
但是有时候我们有一些这个，有一次就是有些这个 software， 我就让他 download 点 software， 让他去装。
Well, one time myself downloaded software, asked my son to install it for me.
他说这个垃圾好像你只认一个人，不能他不能用。
But the license says you can only have one user, then he cannot do it.
所以他不愿意装。
And he refused to install it for me.
所以但是这个给我也是一个很大的影响。
This was a shock to me.
虽然那个垃圾好像只有就是几十块钱。
It costs only about $20 or $30 for the license.
所以我们嘴上说的是要去遵守法律，对吧？
Even if I ask my children to follow the law or abide by the law,
其实我们要孩子做，但是我们自己做不到。
And ask my children to do that, but myself didn't do it.
我们有没有就是像路加福音第六章四十一节所描述的那样，是看到弟兄的眼中有刺，却不想到自己眼中有梁木呢
？Think about have we ever had this situation as described in Luke chapter 6, verses 41?Why do you look at a speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
我们有没有时常去论断别人，而自己呢却做不到呢？
Have we ever judged others, but we cannot do it ourselves?
虽然我们没有像那个法利赛人那样去阻止人去拦阻人去信主。
Even if we haven't stopped others from believing in God like Pharisees and scribes did,
但是我们有没有不好的这个言语和行为去绊倒别人呢？
Have we ever hindered others by our own bad deeds and words?
我们有没有不好的这个行为和见证来影响别人的信主呢？
So in our deeds, have we ever behaved badly that affected others in believing in God?
所以弟兄姐妹，我觉得这就是假葡萄树。
Brothers and sisters, I feel that this is the fake vine.
这会影响我们结果子。
This will affect us from bearing fruits.
所以我们绝不可以这个掉以轻心。
So we cannot take it lightly.
我们没有，我们要提防。
If we don't have this, then we should be cautious about this.
我们有了就要立刻改正。
If we do have this, we need to change it.
我们再看一看第二种这个假葡萄树。
Let's look at the second type of fake vines.
就是这个假师傅和假先知。
False teachers and false prophets.
在彼得后书二章一到二节说，从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父私自引进陷害人的异端，将来有许多人随从他们的邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
In 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 and 2 But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bring swift destruction on themselves.
这个马可福音十三章六章还说，说将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑好多人。
Mark chapter 13 verse 6 says, Many will come in my name, claiming I am he.And will deceive many.
在圣经中，在圣经中，这个先知呢是传，这个意思就是传言者。
In the Bible, a prophet means speaker.
他代表神说话，他是神话语的出口。
So the prophet speaks for the Lord. It is the channel from the Lord to the public.
这个师父呢，他也就是相当于这个教师、父子、先生。
And master is equivalent to teachers and prophets.
也是教导神的真道。
And also they teach the truth of the Lord.
所以先知和师父他的这个职责呢，就是把真理传给百姓。
Teachers and prophets, their responsibility is to spread the truth to the public.
他们是真理的引导者。
So they are the person who spread the truth.
如果他们不按照真理教导，反而传播这个违背真理的观念，这些人就是假先知、假师父。
So if they do not follow the truth, instead they spread the fallacies, so they are the false prophets and teachers.
这假先知和假师父存在于这个每一个时代中。
False prophets and teachers exist in all times.
从旧约时代教会初期一直到今天这个世界都层出不穷。
From the early days of the churches in the Old Testament to nowadays, today the society we are in, we constantly see the false prophets and false teachers.
所以我们一定要这个格外的警惕。
We must be on our guard against them.
我不知道我们中间有没有人知道这个 Joel Osteen 这个人。
Have any of us known Joel Osteen, this person?
好像这个 Joel Osteen 呢，他是这个 Houston 一件这个非常大的教会一个牧师。
Joel Osteen is the pastor of a big church in Texas.
他们教会大概有上千人。
There are about 1,000 people in that church.
他们为了好像就是说要这个场地不用，他们好像买下一个 football 这个那个 field.
Because they need space, they bought a football field.
他的这个一本书好像被New York Times 列为这个畅销的书。
His book, the book he wrote was listed by New York Times as the bestseller.
他的这个讲道会在晚上大概11点钟，不是二十几台，他会播放。
So his sermons were broadcast in several TV stations.
在几年前偶然机会呢，我就看到他这个讲道。
By accident, a few years ago, I saw his sermon.
第一次听他讲道，我觉得是非常好。
The first time I heard his sermon, I felt very good.
他引用了一节这个圣经，是在哥罗西书3:23。
So he quoted a scripture that was in Colossians chapter 3:23.
这个就是说，无论你做什么，都要从心里做，像是给神做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for man.
他教导人就是你不仅要做好你的本职工作，你还要多走一里路。
What he teaches others is not only do your work well, but you have to go extra mile.
说大家知不知道多走一里路是什么？
Do we know what that means, go an extra mile?
不是说你到 Cornell 上班，你走到 downtown.
It doesn't mean that when you work in Cornell, you walk to downtown.
而是说你工作的时候，你比别人要就是多工作一点。
That means you do some extra work.
你享受的时候，你少享受一点。
When you enjoy life, you enjoy fewer or much less than others.
实际上我觉得他讲的是很好的，是吧？
I don't feel that what he says is good.
但是以后我就接连听了他几次讲到以后，我就觉得好像有点不对。
Later on, after I heard several of his sermons, I didn't feel it right.
他每一次这个讲到就用一节或者有时候就是半节圣经。
Each time he delivered a sermon, he used half of a verse or one verse.
他常常就是有些圣经拿和这个上下文就不太对。
Sometimes he took the verse out of the context.
他的这个讲道从来不提罪，不提这个悔改。
In his sermons, he never mentioned about the sin and repentance.
他不提这个背十字架，不提做门徒。
He never mentioned about carrying the cross and being a disciple.
每次都是叫人说你怎么去努力。
Each time he, when he was talking about the public, he would say, "Well, you need to work hard."
你可以得一个好的工作。
You can get a good job.
你可以有好的这个升职。
You can get a good promotion.
可以住一个大的房子。
I can have a big house.
他谈到的例子就谈到一次他这个出差他坐飞机的时候。
He talked about himself one day he took the flight.
然后他好像提一个就是一个 suitcase 好像就反正有随身带好的东西。
So he carried much stuff with him in the suitcase.
他就祷告结果神就把他从这个就把他偶然一结果就把他从这个普通舱给他就换到这个商业舱里面。
And he prayed hard so that God helped him and moved him up from the regular suit to the business class.
他谈到他第一次他们和他太太要买房子的时候。
And he mentioned about the first time when he and his wife bought the house.
他看见一个房子非常好，那个地点也是非常好。
They saw a good house in a good location.
但是他们一问价钱，好像他们是能够付60%的这个价钱。
So when asked for the price, they could only afford 60% of the total offering.
他说当时他就爸爸就说那你祷告吧。
And then he said, well, his father.
他就对他爸爸。
His father told him that you need to pray.
他爸爸是这个是以前是这个教会的这个牧师，他爸爸就已经过世了。
His father was also the pastor, ex-pastor of that church, and who passed away already.
所以他们就祷告过了几个月的话，真的就用60%的价格就买到这种房子了。
So the third part, after 7 months, they use 60% of the money to buy the.
我就在想，就是我们每一个人都想买便宜的东西，对吧
？I was thinking about ever like enjoy bargains, right?
对，我们买东西，我们但是这个是需要一定的这个范围，对吧？也需要一定的这个场合。
And so there should be a time and place for the bargains, and they must be limited.
如果这个市场价格是这么多，如果对你来说，你省了这个40%。
If the market value is this much.And you save 40%.
那对卖的人说，他就损失了40%。
It's a 40% loss for the seller.
那对你来说，你觉得很高兴。那对卖的人，你觉得合理吗
？Of course, you feel excited because you win the 40%. What about the seller? How does the seller feel?
就是你住到这个房子里边，你这个安心吗
？Do you feel peace when you live in this house?
所以就是我觉得周F定他所传的福音呢，他就是说，好像就是以这个长光为主的这个福音。
Therefore, I feel that too often when he delivers the messages about the success of hard work.
他不是以基督为主的福音。
It's not based on Jesus Christ.
他也所传的福音呢，实际上是非常迎合一切人的这个需要。
So these messages are very pleasing to some of the people when they need something.
所以他吸引了很多的人。
He attracted a large crowd.
他有时候也引用这个一句或者半句圣经
Sometimes he quoted one verse or half of a verse
他也口口相当的称基督为主
And he also claimed that Jesus Christ is the master
所以这种假师傅我觉得是最容易迷惑人
Therefore I feel this kind of false prophets or master are very deceptive
所以我们要多加小心要多读经多祷告
We must be on our guard against them. We need to read the Bible often and pray often.
我们只有穿上神的全副军装，我们才能够识别抵挡这些假师傅。
We can only recognize these false prophets and teachers when we put on the full arm of God.
那今天不仅有这些假师傅，也有假先知，还有这个假基督。
Not only that, nowadays we have the false teachers, false prophets. Also, we have the Antichrist.
这个法轮功的创始人李洪志就说他是这个救世主。
李洪志that's the founder of the 法轮功that's the legal will practice. Yeah.
所以他欺骗了很多人。
And he claimed himself to be the savior. He deceived a lot of people.
在六七年前大概是有一对夫妇来到我们教会来参加布道会。
About 6 or 7 years ago, a couple came to our church attend the Sunday service.
和他们谈话以后，我知道这个男的他是在这个金马做博士后。
After talking with them, I realized the male, the husband, was working as a postdoc in Geneva.
这个女的呢，在 Plant Science 还在读博士。
The wife was studying for a PhD degree in Plant Science.
他们是住在这个 Varna.
They live in Varna.
所以我就以后邀请他们来我们这个家庭团契这个 fellowship.
I started to invite them to our family fellowship.
假如他们借口忙了，他就没有来。
And they didn't come because they had excuse of being so busy.
过了不久，大概我就在这个国内中国同学会这个 email 上面看见他们就是要举办一个气功培训班。
Not long after I saw an email to the Chinese students and scholars, and they are going to set up a training class.
因为看见他的名字，我就觉得应该去看一看。
For the training class of the practicing deep breathing skills, 气功。And when I saw their names there, then I went to take a look.
结果他看见我去了，就给我解释说，哎呀，这个我看见他们是实际上是传授是法轮功。
So when they saw me, and I noticed that they were spreading the 法轮功.
他跟我说，他说，哎，其实就是说，你看，我们这个和你们基督教都一样，都是叫人向善的。
And he said to me that we are all the same, and our 法轮功 and Christianity are the same because we all teach people to be good and kind.
我告诉他是有根本的不一样。
And I told them there's a fundamental difference.
就是我说基督是能教人得救，但是法轮功，我觉得这个都是假的。
I told them that all the Falun Gong is fake and false because Jesus are the saviors try to save us.
不过我再怎么讲，他们也听不进去。
Whatever I say, they wouldn't listen.
以后呢，就是我看到他们好像经常发一些 email 说他们还要再举行这个训练班。
So I constantly saw their emails about this training class.
我也听说这个男的好像刚刚开车到纽约去参加这个 李洪志的讲座。
And also I heard that this the husband drove to New York City to listen to 李洪志 preaching.
但是从那以后我也没有再怎么去好像再就把这件事情给忘了。
I start to forget about this.
过了大概一两年以后，我就忽然从一个报纸里看到一个，就是在 Dresden 有这个男的这个 funeral。
So about one or two years later, I saw a funeral announcement about this husband.
其实当时我看了会就大吃一惊。
I was shocked.
最后我仔细打听，才知道这个男的是练功这个就是走魔了，就是走火入魔了。
And I was told that this man, because of practicing legal will skills, and he got so deep into it,
结果他自杀而死
and committed suicide.
听了这个消息，我心里边确实很沉重。
And I feel very heavy in my heart about this.
也感到很惋惜。
I feel sorry for him.
就是觉得就是他们如果当时可惜他们如果当时要是来到我们查经班的，我想肯定就不会有这个后果。
It is a pity if they came to our church and Sunday service and fellowship study, and things would be different.
其实法律工作我知道，可能也许有好多这种例子，只是他们闭口不谈而已。
I feel there are a lot of cases like this with the Falun Gong, but they try to cover it up.
其实法轮功是真是假，我觉得其实你一点也不难识破。
It's not hard to distinguish or to tell whether Falun Gong is true or false.
法轮功提倡的就是真善人。
And what Falun Gong proposes is true, good, and endurance.
如果法轮功是真的话，你想想李洪志为什么躲在纽约不再回大陆？
If Falun Gong is true, why Li Hong is hiding somewhere and is afraid of going back to China?
他怕死，他坐牢。
So he is afraid of death and afraid of being put into prison.
主耶稣基督，他知道他要去耶路撒冷，他要钉十字架，但是他还是去。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he knows he will be crucified in Jerusalem, but he walks bravely towards there.
这就是根本的不同。
This is the fundamental difference.
当然这个我觉得我们要识别这些假葡萄树，我们还主要是要靠神的话语。
Of course, by God's word can we tell the fake, the fake ones from the true ones.
还有一点就是我们要认罪悔改。
One more thing, we need to confess and repent.
许多时候我们没有这个与这个真葡萄树没有连接起来，是因为中间有了障碍。
Many times because of there's a barrier in between so that we cannot remain in the true vine.
这个障碍就是罪，它就是隔绝了我们与神连接的一个管道。
The barrier is sin that prevents us from joining with God.
其实你看见好像是连在葡萄树上，实际上已经这个不通了。
Even if by first look we are connected with the vine, but there is a block there.
我们都知道这个暗示之后的这个蔡素娟女士。
We all know Miss Tess, we get Miss Tess. It's a different name with English name, right? I think that. Christina. 蔡淑娟。
对，她早年这个家乡她用的是泉水。
So, she has to go. 暗示之后。The Queen of the Doctors. So then, in the village, in the early days, they used the well stream from the mountain.
就他用水呢，从山上面用这个竹管一，就是这个连接起来，就是一直连到他家里。
Use the bamboo pipes so the water flows into their house.
有一天，这个水就不流出来了。
So one day, the water no longer flew into their house.
他就去检查。
And she went to take a look.
再从最上面看，上面水还在流。
From the very top, the water flows constantly.
在下边又不流。
At the bottom, it stops there.
就一节一节的，最后检查一节，这里边有一个癞蛤蟆。
So she examined pipe by pipe and found one toad inside the pipe.
所以这件事呢，也让她有这个很深的这个属灵觉醒。
So she realized in the biblical sense,
就是她觉得这个罪呢，就是有这个癞蛤蟆一样，就是堵住了这个与上帝连接的这个管道。
So the sin is like a coat which blocks us from communication with the God.
所以你除非把这个河马癞蛤蟆取出来，那么水才能流通。
Unless you clear away the toad, the water can flow. Otherwise, you couldn't do anything.
除非我们有罪以后，除非我们向神认罪，那么我们才能够得到这个神的祝福。
If we have sinned against God, unless we confess our sin and repent, we won't be able to be blessed by God.
蔡淑娟她是因为这个她这个眼睛不能见光，她就是长期住在这个避光的这个房子里面，地下室好像。
She was blind and couldn't see the light, so for all the time she lived in the dark house.
但是她却接待了许许多多的人。
But she met a lot of people.
她回答了许多有困惑的的问题。
Responded to a lot of confusing questions.
她也不断地为人祷告，帮助了许许多的人。
And prayed and helped a lot of people.
所以，因此我们若不认自己的罪，罪仍旧在那里。
If we do not confess our sins, sins are still there.
但是当我们认罪的时候，神是信实的，神是公义的，必赦免我们的罪。
If we confess our sins, our God is truthful, is righteous, will forgive us.
他会洗净我们一切的义。
He will clean us and make us righteous.
让我们能够重新和神连接起来。
So that we can be reconnected with our Lord.
那么下节我们看一下第二个方面。
Let's look at the second area.
就是我们是否被神修剪。
Whether we are pruned by the Lord.
十五节接着说，凡是我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
John chapter 15 verse 2 says, Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful, and he cuts every branch in that bears no fruit.
第三节说，现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
Verse 3 says, You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
那么为什么要修剪呢？
Why do we need to be pruned?
首先我们要看看这个上面谈到这个一个剪去和修剪的不同。
First of all, let's look at the difference between cutting off and pruning.
剪去就是把它剪掉，就扔掉了。
Cutting off is to get rid of it.
修剪呢，只是在这个枝子上做为修理，就是还保留这个枝子。
Pruning is trimming.
就是把它修理的更好，目的让它能够多结果子。
And pruning for the better and to keep it. The purpose of pruning is to bear more fruits.
所以一棵树要多结果子，它必须要就是长得这个均匀，并且要通风透光。
A tree which needs to bear more fruit needs to be balanced and with the balance of the branches and need the wind and the light blowing it.
那哪些这个枝子需要修剪呢？
What are kind of branches that needs to be pruned?
第一个我觉得就是这个方向长错的这个枝子。
The branches that grow in the wrong direction.
有一些枝子呢就随意生长。
Some of the branches they grow at their own will.
这边已经有了好多枝子，但是它还是突然要往这边长。
Even in the place where there were a lot of branches, the new branches still like to squeeze in.
就像我们人以后，我们人有时候也想是突然了。
Just like us, we like to be in the crowd.
所以这个时候，这个园丁呢就要把它的方向就要长的方向就要调整过来。
So the garden at this time needs to prune it.To adjust the direction.
那怎么调整呢？
How do we make the adjustment?
就是在这个枝子上面看见，就是朝你要让长的这个方向找一个内芽。
So towards the direction you want it to grow, find a bud there.
在这个内芽上面呢，就把这个上面枝子剪掉。
So above the bud, cut off the branches.
结果这个你像这个内芽呢，因为这个养分到了这个时候，你前面没有去了，那个只有通过这个内芽来长。
So that when the nutrients go through this bud, and there's nothing beyond this bud, so the bud will grow towards the direction the gardener wants it to be.
所以这个内芽慢慢慢的就长上一个枝子。
So therefore, a branch, new branch, reaches out from the bud.
它就会朝着这个园丁要让它长的方向去长。
Towards the direction the gardener planned.
所以我觉得同样在教会我们有时候服侍，我们是要凭着我们自己的血气。
Likewise, when we serve the Lord in the church, we do it according to our own will.
按照我们自己意愿
and according to what we want.
就像一根枝子一样，就是方向不对，大概自己还不知道。
Just like the branch with the wrong direction, but we're not aware of it.
这个时候，我觉得神就要修剪我们。
At this moment, the God will prune us.
他要把我们的方向要调整过来。
And readjust our direction.
因为神的意念高过我们的意念。
The God's will is above our will.
他的道路高过我们道路。
His road, his way, path is above our path.
还有一种枝子呢，就是阻挡别人的枝子。
Another branch is the branch hinders others.
就是有时候我觉得这个枝子长得很茂密，但是有些枝子呢就遮住了别人的枝子。
Sometimes we have a bush of branches, and some branches cover other branches.
这个时候园丁呢就要把这遮住的部分能够剪掉。
So at that time, the gardener would cover the overgrowth branches.
就让别的枝子也能够一同顺利的来生长。
So that other small branches can grow at the same time.
所以我们在我们服侍啊的时候，如果我们遮住了别人的时候，不彰显主荣耀的时候，我想神也会修剪我们。
In our service to the Lord, if our service are not glorifying the Lord and cover others, so God will prune it too.
他通过修剪，就是让神的荣耀能够彰显出来。
So by pruning these our services, so we can even more glorify God.
还有一种枝子就是长得过快的枝子。
Other branches they grow too fast.
有些枝子如果长得过快的话，它就会吸收这个大量的养分。
If they grow too fast, they will draw the nutrients all by themselves.
它就会影响这个别的枝子的生长。
Will affect other branches' growth.
如果你想想看，如果一个树啊，就几个枝子长得是又高又大。
Think about it. If there's a tree, the tree with a couple of branches were heavy and big and tall.
但是你看其他都长得是又细又小。
The other branches are small and thin and low.
你说这个树是正常不正常？
Is it healthy?
如果一个不正常的树，怎么能够结出好果子呢？
So if it's not healthy, then the tree cannot bear good fruits.
所以只有通过修剪，这个树才能够均衡的来生长。
Only by pruning, this tree can grow in a balance.
所以我们教会也是一样，如果我们在某一个时光你发展特别快，而势必会影响这个别的时光。
So in the same fashion that the church is like that too. So if some of the services grow too fast and other services are impacted, so this is a not healthy situation.
虽然我们只是热心的服侍，但是有时候神还是会纠结我们。
Though we are eager to serve, God still needs to prune.
我想大家都知道这个先知以利亚，他就是这么一个例子。
We read about the prophet Elijah.
这个列王记啊，上记载这个以利亚，他为神是大发热心。
And First Kings recorded Elijah. He was very enthusiastic in serving God.
但是他到最后还是遭到这个以西别的追杀。
But eventually he was pursued by Jezebel.
耶西别。结果神让他知道，就是说，没有像这个耶西别屈服的先知，不是他一个人。
And Lord showed it to him that the prophets who didn't submit or didn't bow down to Baal, he was not the only one. There were many prophets who didn't do that.
对，列王记上十九章十八节，神说。
In First Kings chapter 19 verse 18,
说但我在以色列人中留下，为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴力屈服的，未曾向这个巴力亲嘴的。
It says, yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not kissed him.
这神的纠结呢，纠正了他这个错误的观念。
Therefore, God's pruning changed him.
让他认识到神的主权。
He realized the power of the God.
就能够要更加的依靠主。
So that he would depend on the Lord more.
神也将这个托付交给他。
God commanded him.
他这个遮着神的这个话语后，就从低谷中走出来。
He walked out of the valley with the word of God.
那么继续释放耶和华。
Continue to serve the Lord.
那么我们再看一看这个想一想这结果的第二个方面。
Let's look at another aspect of bearing fruit.
就是愿意接受修剪。
Willingly accept being pruned.
十五章第二节说该结果子的他就修理该净，是枝子结果子更多。
In John chapter 15 verse 2, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will bear even more fruitful.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果能够被神修剪呢，这实际上是一件好事。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's good thing to be pruned by our Lord.
说明我们在神的眼中还是有用的枝子。
So God regards us as useful in His sight.
神修剪我们就是要更好的使用我们。
The purpose of pruning us is to use us more.
让我们结果的更多。
So that we can bear more fruits.
在这个修剪呢，就会有疼痛。
However, when you are being pruned, you will feel the pain.
修剪也常常是我们人所不喜欢的，所不愿意的。
As human beings, we don't like to be pruned.
也常常有痛苦，也是无法忍耐的。
And we cannot bear the pain.
所以我们被神修剪的时候，我们不要忧愁，不要抱怨，要有忍耐。
But I should say, when we are pruned by the Lord, we don't need to worry, and so don't be afraid.
要有盼望，要有喜乐。
So we should have hope and joy.
神在哪些地方纠结我们呢？
So in what places or parts God prunes us?
他在我们的骄傲上纠结我们。
God prunes us when we feel proud.
在我们的苦头上纠结我们。
When we feel bitter.
在我们的任性上纠结我们。
When we feel arrogant.
在我们的脾气上纠结我们。
When we have a temper.
也在我们的嫉妒方面纠结我们。
And also when we feel jealous.
就好像说你这个性格很强，现在遇上一个就是比你更强的老板。
So when it's just like when you have a strong attitude, but in the fact is your boss has even stronger attitude than you do.
所以他就是用这个倔强的老板来对付这个倔强的你。
So the God used the boss with a strong character to treat you, to work with you.
谁也常常借着这个团契和服事，大家在一起服事来修剪我们。
Of course, Lord will use the services in the church to prune us.
我们每个人都有自己的个性，都有自己的喜好。
So we all have our own likes and dislikes.
我们一个人可能不觉得怎么样。
When we are alone all by ourselves, we don't feel it.
但是我们弟兄在姐妹在一起的时候，这个矛盾就显现出来了。
When brothers and sisters are together as a group, we can see the conflict.
神就在团契这个生活上来修剪我们，让我们学习与人这个和睦相处。
So God prunes us.And let us learn to live peacefully, cohesively together in the church, in fellowship.
让我们学习这个互相搭配，让我们能够一起长进。
So we learn how to collaborate, how to work together, to grow together.
那么神怎样修剪我们呢？就是提到他借着这个神的道来修剪我们。
How does God prune us? He uses His word to prune us.
神的话就像一面镜子，能够照出我们的这个缺点，照出我们瑕疵。
And God's word like the mirror.To reflect our mistakes and shortcomings.
这个神的话语呢，也有这个净化的作用。如果我们常常逐渐祷告，我们的心意就会渐渐的更新，而会变化。
God's word can renew us when we often read the Bible and pray, and we'll be a new person.
我们再看第三个方面，就是我们是否常常连在葡萄树上。
Let's look at the third topic, whether we always remain in the vine.
这个经节我就不读了。我们要看第一个方面，就是说怎么能够这两个章节两节的圣经告诉我们说枝子要多结果子，必须常常连在葡萄树上。
So the two verses tells us if we want to be more fruitful we must remain in the vine.
So 我们基督徒要多结果子，就必须常常住在主里面。
If we like to be fruitful we need to live in the Lord.
怎么能够常常住在主里面呢？
How can we always live in the Lord?
第一个就是要爱慕良奶。
First of all, long for spiritual milk.
彼得前书二章二节说的说，你们要爱慕那纯洁的良奶，就像台上的婴孩爱慕良奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
So the First Peter chapter 2 says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
马太福音也五章六节说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
So, 枝子它要长大，必须要从这个树干上能够吸取养分。
If the branches need to grow, they need to draw the nutrition from the stem.
婴孩要长大，靠的是这个母亲的奶。
Babies to grow, they need the mother's milk.
所以我们这个属的儿女要长进，靠的是神的话语，神的道。
Children of the Lord want to grow, they need the God's word and God's path.
但是我们都知道，是神的话都一定要清清楚楚地记在这个圣经里边。
We all know that God's word is clearly recorded in the Bible.
但是怎么样去支取呢？
How do we get the word?
这个就是靠的就是饥渴慕义，靠的是爱慕。
So this, we need the strong desire and hunger for the word.
如果这个婴儿他不爱慕这个奶，你就把这个奶放到他嘴里面，他也会吐出来。
If the baby doesn't want the mother's milk, even if you force the milk into his mouth, he would spit it out.
对，如果这个枝子它如果不渴慕和这个葡萄树连接
，If the branches do not want to be connected with the vine,
其实你想把它连在一起，这关系也不紧密。
If you force the connection, it's still not very close.
这只有这个爱慕的心，还有这个追求的行动，
only a longing heart will lead to action and deeds.
我记得这个好像 David 在讲到的时候谈到这个谈起来和这个 Mavis 谈恋爱的 一件事情。
I remember when David, when he was delivering a sermon, he talked about his dating days with Mavis.
那个时候这个 David, 他在这个纽约纽约读书。
He was a student in New York.
And Mavis was in Boston.
Mavis was in Boston.
在一天晚上这个一定很晚了。
One night deep in the night,
这个 Mavis 就想试一试这个 David 对他这个爱有多深。
Mavis wanted to find out how deep David's love for her.
他就给 David 说，哎呀，我病得实在病得很厉害，希望你能够来看我。
And Mavis called David and said, I'm seriously sick, and would you please come to take care of me?
David 接电话以后一样是非常晚，一样没有这个就是交通工具能够去 Boston.
So when David picked up the phone, it was already very late. There was no bus.
那个是到纽约到 Boston 大概是四个小时的路程。
Driving from New York to Boston, it took about 4 hours.
他又没有车。
He didn't have any vehicle.
他怎么办？
What could he do?
最后他还是去了。
And he went there.
我记得他好像是说叫了一部机场车去的。
And he took a taxi.
到那以后才发现，好像这还是一个，就好像才发现 Mavis 没有病。
And when he arrived there, he noticed that Mavis was not sick at all.
这只是一个这个考验。
It was only a test.
不过他还是觉得说这个没有病还比这个有病好。
But David at that time felt that it was even better for without being sick than being sick.
假病总比这个真病好。
Think being sick is better than the real being sick.
我不知道现在是不是还有这种心想的。
I don't know whether they still have this kind of feelings.
就我想我们当中的弟兄啊，想一想，当初你在这个。追在谈恋爱的时候，你这是一种什么样渴慕的心情？
Think about during your days when you dating each other, what kind of feelings you have?
你现在是不是还有对你的姐妹，是不是还有那种爱慕的心？
Do you still have the same desire for your spouse?
你如果不知道怎么比较，我就想让你比较，当初你在谈恋爱的时候，你如果挡太太，你挡两个小时，你有没有觉得算什么？
Well, if you don't know how to compare your feelings, now I'll give you an example. When you were dating each other, if you waited for your partner or the other side for 2 hours, did you feel it's a long time or?
那个时候我想两个小时都不觉得长。
Probably 2 hours seemed to you like a blink of the eye, a short time, very brief time.
但现在有时候当两分钟都觉得愿意当，对吧？
But nowadays,Since you're married for a long time, you waited for your spouse, maybe 2 minutes seem to be long, long time.
所以这也不是我们就是信主的写照吗？
So this is kind of really describing how we believe in God, our belief in the Lord.
所以我们当初信主的时候，我们是爱慕神，我们有追求。
So when we first started to believe in God, we have a strong desire and longing heart.
但慢慢的，我们的这个心呢，就变得淡薄了。
By and by, our longing heart becomes weak and weaker.
所以我们要有渴慕的心，我们才能够常常连在主的身，这个主的身，枝子上。
We need to have a kind of hunger and desire for the Lord.
啊，还常常住在主里面。第二点就是要遵守主道。
If we want to remain always in the Lord, we need to keep God's word.
约翰福音一章二十五章六节说是凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面是完全的。从此我们知道我们是住在主里面，人说他住在我里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
First John chapter 2 verses 5 and 6 says, But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
你知道这个枝子它如果吸收了这个养分以后呢，它还要通过这个和叶子的光合作用能够转化成这个有机物才能够生长。
If the branches are connected with the vine, still it needs a process of photosynthesis so that the nutrients can turn into nutrition, so to be drawn and taken by the branches.
说神的话呢，我们就是读了以后，我们也需要转化，我们才能够长进。
Of course, we need to digest God's word when we read it so that we can grow in the Lord.
这个转化的过程就是按照神的话去做。
So this process is to follow God's word,
就是把神的道想出来。
To act out God's word,
我们遵守主道就是让主耶稣做我们生命的主。
If we keep God's word, we would like to keep the Lord as our master,
就是要凡事顺服主。
In everything we submit ourselves to the Lord,
不论是在顺境中我们顺服主，在逆境中我们也要顺服主。
We not only in good times we need to submit ourselves to the Lord, in bad times we need to do it too.
遵守主的道就是像主耶稣那样，就是按照天父的意思，不是按照我的意思。
Keeping God's word is just as what Jesus did, put God's will above your own will.
遵守主道就是我们愿意接受主的修剪，然后不断的来调整，不断的来进步。
That is to say, we need to accept God's pruning. We need to adjust ourselves constantly to follow the Lord.
最后我要谈谈就是说要常常连结。
Finally, I would like to talk about always remaining in the vine.
就是第四节说，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你里面。
John chapter 15 verse 4 says, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you."
这枝子一直与这个树干紧密的相连，不断的吃取母树的供养，才能不断结果。
So the branches can only grow continuously and bear fruits when it remains in the vine.
所以我们基督徒也是要常常与主保持亲密的关系。
Likewise, as Christians, we need to keep close with the Lord.
我们不能够说我们今天我们靠主，明天我们靠自己。
We cannot do it this way. Today I depend on the Lord. Tomorrow I depend on ourselves.
我们不能说我们有空的时候我就来这个教会，没空的时候我就不来了。
It is not right to say that if I have time I come to the church, if I don't have time I quit the church.
我们不能说我们有了需要的时候我们才寻求主，我们到这个环境顺的时候我们就把主放在一边。
We cannot put aside the Lord when we have good times. When we are in need, we need the Lord.
所以这样断断续续的这个连结，
This on and off connections with the vine,
对，这个枝子本身都长不好，更不要说能够结出果子来。
So it's not good for the branches for its growth, let alone bearing fruits.
我想要结果子可能都结一下酸果子。
If it bears fruits, it bears sour fruit.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们长进不是靠自己的努力，而是靠连接于耶稣基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we like to grow, it's not on ourselves.We need to live in the Lord.
我们的长进也不是靠一时的兴趣，一时的冲动。
And we are not depending on our own passion, one moment passion or interest.
我们要靠天天连结于主。
We depend on always remaining in the Lord.
所以我们要坚持读经祷告，有稳定的灵修生活。
So that we need to continually read the Bible and continue to pray.
我们要坚持聚会，我们要参加团契，我们要跟弟兄姐妹。有这个彼此相爱的肢体生活。
We need to come to the Sunday services, join the fellowship studies, and communicate with brothers and sisters.
我们要不离弃，不中断。
We cannot give it up, cannot do it on and off.
像这个枝子一样，与树干那个紧密的相连，永不分离。
Just like branches, always remain in the vine, never separate.
这样的话，我们才会像这个诗篇，一中所说的那样，就是说才能够像一棵树。在溪水旁按时结果子，永不枯干。
So in that way, we can just like what the poem, the psalm, put it down, like a tree planted by the stream and never become withered.
我想今天天气很热，大家我讲了几点。
And so we would like to review how many areas.
我讲了三个方面，结果子是不结果子三个方面。
So three areas.
第一个是什么？
What is the first one?
是不是这个连在真葡萄上，对吧？
Remain in the true vine.
第二个是是否被修剪，对吧？
Second one is to be pruned.
第三个是是否常常住在主里面。
Third one is whether you always remain in the Lord.
希望大家能够常常想入这些问题，能够看看检讨我们自己是不是我们结果子。
I hope all of us will examine ourselves constantly to see whether we are really bearing fruit.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
啊，你竟啊生命赐给我们，就是要让我们能够结出丰盛的果子来。
You give us life in order that we can bear fruits.
我们求主给我们一颗渴慕追求的心。
We ask the Lord to give us a longing heart.
要渴慕你宝贵的话语。
A longing for your word.
能够在灵面上能够不断的追求。
So that we can continue to grow in our spirit.
我们愿意和主这棵葡萄树常常连接在一起。
We are willing to remain always in the Lord, the true vine.
我们愿意接受主的修剪。
We are willing to be pruned by the Lord.
使我们不白占土地。
So that we won't use up the soil for nothing.
能够结出丰盛的果子来。
We can bear abundant fruits.
我们这样祷告，奉救主耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们大家唱所回应的诗歌。
We're going to sing a responsive song.
Mm-hmm. 我们就唱一遍就可以了，唱下一遍，接着唱两次，下边再唱。
We'll just sing one time.
弟兄美好信息。
Thank you, Brother Man Chang, for your wonderful sermon.
现在是欢迎报告时间。
It's time for welcoming the new people here.
如果您是第一次来我们教会，请您站起来，让我们能够认识你。
If this is your first time to be in our church for the service, please stand up and we can know you better.
没有啊。没有，大家互相握手问候。
Well, please greet each other.
好，我们报告，简单报告几项事情。
Now the announcement.
好，第一项是下周的主日学我们取消掉。
没有
吧？对对对，我们下周的主日学取消，因为很多弟兄朋友要出城。
So there won't be any Sunday service next Sunday.There won't be any Sunday school next Sunday because some of the families will be out of town.
第二项是我们这周星期三七月二号有我们教会的祷告会，请弟兄姐妹预留时间。
Next Wednesday there will be a church-wide prayer meeting. Please prepare your hearts for it.
最后一项是我们教会刚才布城里头有两项夹页，两张夹页。
And also there were two insert forms in the bulletin.
第一张是有关接待新生的事情。你如果可以提供 接济或者简便的住宿以及其他帮忙晋升的购物的事情，请你们填写这张这个夹页，然后交给招待。
One form is about welcoming the new students. If you can accommodate new students in any way, let's say provide lodging or help them to do shopping, grocery shopping, or pick them up from the airport, please fill out the form and give it to the ushers.
另外一个夹页是有关我们教会决定给我们教会一个会友他很快就要去神学院进修三年时间，我们教会决定为他募款。
So the other form is about the financial support for one brother from this church before, and he decided to go into the full-time study in the seminary college.
我们的目标是每个月给他奉献1000块。
We pledged $1,000 per month for 3 years for him.
如果你愿意的话，可以一次性奉献在7月15号之前交给我们教会。
So there are several categories. If you are willing, you can make one-time donation, or you can choose some other plans too.
或者你可以每个月现金奉献10块、25块，由你的感动来决定。
Or you can put aside $15, $25, or whatever amount every month based on your plan.
我建议大家看徐牧师的一份 email 他写得很清楚。
Pastor Xu made it very clear in his email, previous email to all of us. Please read it again.
有没有其他补充报告？
Any other additional announcements?
没有，我们做个细访祷告。
Let's pray for the. All right, please, let's think of theology.
May the God of peace be with you all forever and ever. May He fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. 愿赐平安的神常与你们众人同在，直到永永远远。愿他因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。阿门。请坐。
最后我们楼下有姐妹的午餐。
After service, there will be a lunch provided downstairs.
请大家留步一起享用。
Please stay to share the lunch with us.
我们为午餐做个祷告。
Let's pray for the lunch.
爸父，我们再次为今天晚餐弟兄美好信息献上感谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the wonderful sermon by Brother Wan Chong.
感谢主不仅赐给我们属灵的粮食，也供应我们肉体的需要。
We thank you, dear Lord, not only provide us with the spiritual food, also provide us with for the physical needs.
请求主纪念服侍饭食的家庭团体迦南族的弟兄姐妹们。
We ask you to bless the fellowship who take care of the lunch, the Scannon group.
保守我们中午的用餐和交通的时间。
And bless us with our lunch and our communication.
保守弟兄姐妹下周的工作、学习和生活。
Bless everybody in the next week's work and study.
保守我们灵命长进。
Bless us with our spiritual growth.
提醒我们要以所有的为满足。
Please tell us that we should be satisfied with what we have.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
默祷后散会。
And the service will be dismissed after silent prayer.